for the sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sticks and stones are never gonna shake me. Oh, whoa. I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh.
Hi, this is Mo. Dan and I had a chance to talk to Becca Kniff of the Hastings Perkins and Nicole Sindelar of the Hastings Public House to hear how they're going to be doing business the next few weeks.
Hey, how you doing, Becca? It is Mo and Dan. We have to tell you, you're live on the air at your favorite radio station.
Oh.
KDW.
We're a letter better. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But, you know, so
we're
weird.
In the midst of our pie craziness, so my brain's a little fried there.
Well, that's so. Okay. Say, you want to hear our new sound effect?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Is that you actually doing that?
That's,
or is that a sound effect?
No, that's Mo doing that.
Mo, you perfected it over the years. Love it.
I work with enough of them around here.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Wow.
So how are we this morning?
How are you this morning? That's what we want to know. How are things? How are you adjusting to the new mandates?
You know, going through this once before, we had a pretty good idea as to what we're doing and what we're going through. Sunday was still a decent day. Most of my Sunday morning regulars were here, but they just put in to-go order. But we're back to being slower Monday and Tuesday. Yesterday was a pretty slow day, mainly just pie orders. And then just the next 3 days is going to be the focus on pies and turkey dinners.
Now, let's talk about that, Becca. Folks can still get their holiday pies like they always could, right?
Yep, you can still get them. I mean, we'll have plenty for people to walk in, but just to make it easier on themselves, if you put a pie reservation in, we are still taking them for Thursday. I can take them for today, too, but you can just walk in and get them today. But yes, to make it easier on them, to make sure I have them and easier on us, we do a reservation list, so it's easier if you call ahead.
Now, tell us what you're doing for Thanksgiving, because we already put our order in yesterday.
Yes, you did, and I have that, and it's all set and ready to go.
Yeah, Zach's going to pick it up at 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day, which is really neat, too.
So I've been going through the OLA orders to order the Thanksgiving family meals ahead of time. We're just asking that people do it online, just so we can keep track of it on how much turkey and stuff we need. And plus, it's really hard for us to do pre-orders over the phone.
And you have one word of caution about that. It's Hastings Perkins in Hastings.
In Hastings, Minnesota. Over the last, I'd say, probably 5 weeks, I've had at least 6-7 orders that have gone to Hastings, Nebraska.
Now, that's kind of a long drive to go down and pick it up and come back.
Yes, it is. So luckily, I'm able to work with them. I already know how to fix it and everything else. But yes, so when you put your pie order in online or your turkey dinner or whatever it is you're going to order, you want to make sure that you have the Hastings, Minnesota store, not the Hastings, Nebraska.
Okay.
And Becca, what is the latest we can order and still pick it up on Thanksgiving?
You can order that same day, or you can order ahead. Online, you can order up to 7 days ahead of time. So you can order it today and have it ready for Thursday, or you can order it that day.
You can order on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, we're going to be so well prepared that we're going to be throwing turkeys out the door like nothing.
Well, remember.
Sorry.
Yep.
Every time you say the T word, you're going to hear the.
Oh, my gosh. That is so great.
That is. Yeah. I mean, we went online. Becca told us how on Monday. And we placed it. And Zach's coming out between 11 and 11:30. And they're just going to stop in and pick it up. It'll be hot and the whole bit. But tell us how you do. And it's so neat. You have a lot of side orders. Tell us how that works and the different prices and what you get free with it.
Well, we do have I'll start with the individual. The individual ones are $12.99, comes with two sides and then a piece of pie. We have the $30.99 combo, which is feeds 4 to 6, and that comes with turkey, dressing, and two sides of your choice. You know, we've got the mashed potatoes and gravy, the corn, the green beans, whatever two side on the menu that you want. And we also have the turkey dinner feast for $69.99, and that feeds 6 to 8 people. And again, it's bigger portions from the 4 to 6 size. It's two sides, a salad. But with the $69.99 one, you get a free whole pumpkin pie with it.
Yummers!
Yep. So we are actually looking at the OLOs this week. I'm already up to 10 and 10. I've got 10 feasts that are already ordered. 10 of the $40 ones already ordered. I mean, everybody wants their turkey dinners this week.
That's really
my
great.
Gobble.
Sorry.
She's sleeping on the
switch
there.
I was thinking about my mouth was salivating and I couldn't get my gobble out quick enough. Boy, Becca, that's really great. That has to make you feel good that people are really...
It is. And even with the pandemic and everything else going on, people are still entrusting us with their pie orders. I'd say we're probably up to 400 pie orders. By the time this ends, it'll probably be a normal year for pies, just a little less for sales on the regular food point. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, what about your takeout food? Like, are you selling your groceries again like you did the last time?
Yes, the groceries have never stopped. We are promoting them, so they are also on the Perkins to Go website. I do have pickup slips that people can take with them or call an order. The only thing we are not, I believe, selling at the time is the bacon. They shoved the bacon up a lot for us, so they took it off the grocery menu for now. But we do have everything else. We have our soups. We have our ranch and honey mustard. We have sausage patties. We have, I'm trying to think what else goes really well. We even have turkeys on there, too. Our 4-pound turkeys are frozen. Yep. They're frozen, and we can send those out the door if you want to cook it yourself. Stuff on the grocery.
Say, Becca, last time, because this is happening again, if you go into your local grocery store, the toilet paper aisles are cleared out.
And I got two cases sitting downstairs.
So you are you selling that then?
Yes.
So
okay.
Remember that last time
one
they
stop
were selling
shopping.
It?
Oh yeah, they're doing that again. The other day I was at, I think it was Walgreens, and their shelves were pretty much bare too. So
you know, this pandemic is a respiratory, not a bottom end.
Yeah, so I have toilet paper, dollar piece. You can get them for $4, so I got you covered.
In an emergency, you got to run to Perkins.
Yeah, in an emergency, you're coming to Perkins. Yep. So.
And then what about your hours for this takeout stuff? How does that work, please?
The hours of operation up through Black Friday will be 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Starting Black Friday will be 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then depending on how this all goes, we may push that back, but the closing time for sure will be 8 p.m.
Okay, so and that includes Thanksgiving Day.
Including Thanksgiving Day.
Isn't that something?
We're open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, bite. That's so great.
So you don't have to get it, you know, on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday and then reheat it.
Right.
You can actually pick it up piping hot right to your table. And I'll tell you what, I've had your dinners there with turkey and dressing. It's second to none.
Yummers.
Yeah. So, you know, our goal is to try and make everybody's Thanksgiving easy. I mean, a lot of people can't, like myself, won't be able to see their families on Thursdays and probably don't want to go through the effort of putting all that cooking issue in for one person, two people, wherever else not. So luckily Perkins came up with these, the individuals, the family meals, and the family feast to try and help and make everybody's Thanksgiving as easy as possible.
You know, I also think it would be nice if you know somebody that is not able to get out and celebrate with family, pick one of those up and have it dropped off. Pick it up and drop it off for somebody that might be by themselves or...
Because the nice individual ones, they're very inexpensive.
Right.
Yeah, $12.99 comes with a piece of pie. I've had a few people call and ask about those ones, you know. But, yeah, so, like I said, the goal is to just make everybody's Thanksgiving as enjoyable as possible, as well as you can through this pandemic. Like I said, we're up to about 400 pies, so at least some people are going to have some pie on Thanksgiving, whether they have a celebration or not. So, yeah.
Oh, Becca, congratulations to you. You are always making the best of every situation, and this too shall pass.
It shall. Hopefully not as long as it was last time,
but it shall pass,
and I fully intend on being here at the end of it. So
I love it. Well, yes. We will see you. So, Becca, give a phone number, please, where people could get a hold of you.
All right. You can call me at 651-437-5028, or you can go online to perkinsandgo.com to order today.
Hastings, Minnesota.
In Hastings, Minnesota, not Nebraska. Not going to pick up your turkey dinner from Nebraska.
Yeah, because if you have to go to Nebraska, you might want to order a couple extra individual ones because you're going to need some food on the way back.
Yeah, throw some muffins in there too. You know, I don't know if you really want turkey.
No kidding. So. No kidding.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. If I don't talk to you before then,
happy
too.
Thanksgiving.
Thank Becca, say turkey one more time.
Gotta have my turkey. I love it. Love every minute of it. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So there's a way that somebody in Hastings, a premier restaurant, is celebrating.
That's incredible.
Stuff. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did our, because I didn't want Barb, you know, working on Thanksgiving. It's just going to be a, you know.
Barb working on Thanksgiving.
You know, I mean, so now we come home.
Yeah.
He'll bring it with, and it's all set up. You get free pumpkin pie and a whole pie with the one we had and all of their great food and stuff. So
I think that's fabulous. You know who else I'd like to check in on?
Let's give her a call.
Nicole Sindelair. She is, of course, with the Hastings Public House, and we want to see what is new with her.
Also want to let you know, folks, that back on this year,
yes,
is the KDWA Christmas special, and that is for every $25 certificates you buy, gift certificates, you can give them to somebody as a gift, and then they can spend them on the radio station here on the shopping show.
Well, tell me more.
You
this
get a $5
really cool.
credit on your account for every $25 that you spend.
I love that. All right, we're going to give her a call.
I hope I got that right. See, I'm getting to be a lot like you. It's rubbing off.
And that is that
I get the story part of the time right. That's why I'm not.
Hello, this is Nicole.
Nicole, hello to you. Dan has a very important disclaimer he has to tell
you. Nicole, I have to tell you, to fulfill our FCC regulations, that you are live on the air at KDWA AM and FM.
Oh, good. So I can totally say something stupid and not be able to fix it. Thanks.
That's exactly how it works.
Well,
we do that every day
here.
Okay, perfect. You guys are the pros.
Nicole, tell us about your wonderful establishment and how you are dealing with the new mandates, please, because I know you always find a way to reinvent things.
Sure. Well, another hard hit, that's for sure. Restaurants in general, January, February are kind of slow month, so usually your December kind of carries you through, but that's not going to happen this year. So my team and I had a couple meetings, and we just decided, okay, obviously this isn't a huge shock, or it's not like we haven't done this before. So we're like, how do we take what we did before and do it better and make it where more people want to support us and that kind of thing? So we are working currently on the chamber actually as well is working on a bingo board for people in the city of Hastings that can, you know, go around and if they order food from different restaurants, they can mark that spot off and win a prize or get coupons for restaurants, that kind of thing. Another thing we came up with was we're working on it. We're starting tomorrow. We're going to make a winter wonderland out front of our clubhouse, lights all the way up, all the way around the roundabout, and just make it a fun place to be able to come pick food up and take kids, take families around. And then our other new idea is we've decided we're going to do a drive-in in our parking lot.
Oh, I love it. So, what does that mean?
So we, of course, I just go crazy when I get an idea, but I got a huge blow-up screen and an FM radio transmitter for local, you know, within 1,000 feet.
Yeah, don't be competing with us.
I won't. I already looked at it. This is legal. So we're going to pick, basically, just kind of taking it through the holiday season, I was thinking of, you know, what can I do with my family and can't go to movies, but here's a way to do it. So, you know, you can come get your dinner, maybe eat it in your car if you want or whatever. So we're going to start that here in the next week or so. Everything's arriving this week. We're lucky because we have some space to do things. I know outdoor activities are still allowed. We just bought a bunch of snowshoes, so we're going to be renting those out. So people can go snowshoe on our property.
Gorgeous area to go snowshoeing too.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we need snow first. I know no Minnesotans begging for it, but I'm actually ready because at least we can go outside and have some more fun. And then we came up with family meals too every day of the week. It's not the kind, you know, you don't cook it yourself. It's like just set your time and pick it up and it's hot and ready to go. And
how many does it feed? And give us an example of a few.
Sure. We're saying it feeds 4 to 5, but you know, if you've got littler kids, it would be more. Like Monday's Meatloaf Monday, so you get meatloaf, your choice of potato and beans, and that's $40. You get 8 pieces of meatloaf, like 6 big pieces,
ooh,
bunch of potatoes, bunch of beans. Tuesday is our Fish Taco Tuesday, our most popular thing on the menu. So you're getting a kit where you just get a bunch of our fried cod, and then the tortillas and the coleslaw, the Thai chili sauce, cheese, and then a cilantro lime rice with it.
Mm.
Let's think of another one. Thursdays is our loaded mac and cheese. So you get a huge thing of mac and cheese that, you know, we make it homemade, and you get a bunch of toppings that come with it, like on our menu. And then we're doing breakfast to go on Sundays. So you either get an egg bake or our breakfast hash with hash browns, some of our apple crisp French toast,
oh,
and
yummers,
bacon or sausage.
So, Nicole, how do we go about ordering this, and what is your timing? How far in advance do we need to order?
Sure. We're asking that you either call or you can email. Pre-ordering is good, but we're going to make extras as well. So if they don't go and you call in, you know, you could even call in an hour before, and if we have it, you can buy it.
Oh, wow.
But otherwise, either the morning of or the day before.
And what's a good number to call?
651-379-2018.
Wow, that sounds so great. And what kind of hours are you keeping, Nicole?
We are doing Sunday, Monday. Well, Sunday breakfast starts, so we're doing 10 to 8. Or I'm sorry, 10 to 7:30. Monday, Tuesday, noon to 7:30. And then Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 8 are our kitchen hours.
Perfect. And how else can we help you? We sure love your food. We sure love your spot.
Oh, thank you. You know, a great way to support is if you see a Facebook post, you can share it. Just tell your friends and family about what you like. And we're so lucky. We have so many supporters in Hastings and outside of Hastings that make the drive because they've really come to love our food and our service. And you just tell people about it. Say, you haven't tried them? Head on over. Nicole will take care of you.
We love it.
All my awesome staff.
We love it. Hastings Public House, and we really appreciate you chatting with us. You have such a beautiful space, and hopefully it'll be open sometime soon again. Yeah, but in the meantime, we are so happy to chat with you and learn more about what you're doing for takeout. Nicole, did you have any weddings scheduled, and has that been impacted?
Yes, I had a couple in December, so at least those couples are able to go have a ceremony somewhere. Otherwise, we have to push it out till we can open again.
So now, is it a true statement then that weddings, get-togethers aren't allowed now? I thought you could have 50 or 25, but they're all gone?
They're all gone. So that was the original 2 weeks ago when the mandate was placed. It was starting on November 27th. It went to 50 people, and December 11th, it was going to 25. But now then a week later, the total shut down, and now we can't.
Wow.
Do anything.
I'm so sorry. Wow.
Well, you know, and on the flip side, it's like, I just want people to be safe, be smart. Let's just do this together so we can get rid of it, get the numbers down, and open back up.
Well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Absolutely. There's three vaccines that look like they're going to be hitting the road here shortly, and that'll put an end to this. So, and not soon enough.
Yes, absolutely. So, I know, we just, let's pivot and figure out what we can do to make it fun. And I mean, you've been there. My staff is the most amazing. They're my best friends in the world, and I'm actually quarantined right now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
It's okay. My husband got it. We're all good. All the kids are healthy.
And you're doing good.
But, yeah, they sent me pictures. You know, we have a fireplace in our restaurant. They brought up couches from our groom's lounge, and they set the couches around it. So now when there's downtime, break time, we're all going to...
You might have to keep those up there for when you open again. That might be prime seating for your customers.
Right?
Nicole,
no one would ever leave.
I know. Hang in there, dear. I know that things are rough, but I'm telling you, so many people are in this together and are behind you. So thank you for your affiliation with the radio station, too. We're so grateful. We'll see you soon.
Nicole, if you ever if you ever want to get the word out on anything, you know, that's changing during this, you can always give us a call and we can get it on the air for you, too.
Oh, absolutely. No, I will. I just got to, like I said, we're going to test out this first and then I'll let you know.
Okay. Excellent. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh.